Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Ches. See if you're dialed around page 30. Okay, here we go. In Parshat Talis, we're talking about at what point does your bracha on your talis continue, and what point does it stop, okay? That's what we discussed yesterday. You make a bracha on one talis, you have it, and come on a second one. Oh, you tzitzis, the talis, the tzitzis. V'chulei, once again, we always try and make the bracha on the talis in one way to the talis, and not to go ahead and make the bracha on the tzitzis. So it says the Machaber over here, in Pasha talis, so now you take off your talis. So now, and now you're going to put it back on again. Does it require a new bracha, or does it not require a new bracha? There is already in the Hilchos Tefillin. We learned this in Hilchos Tefillin last year, B'shus, Lorena Rabbeinu HaRav. So in Pasha talis, so afilu ayad daitu lafili tasefo miyad, even if you have your das, to go back and to meet that thing for me, you have to go ahead and put on your talis again. That's the mechaber tzarich levarach kishiyachter v'yisatefo the mechaber l'tishitasso really over there, so shitasso to here in Elchus Tzilin and Simon Kafei. He passes the same way in Elchus Tzilin that if you take off your Tzilin even with das to put him back on, you would have to go ahead and make a new bracha, and that's what he passes over here also. He takes off his talis, no, for whatever reason he wants to take off his talis and he wants to go ahead and put it back on afterwards, he would still have to go ahead and make a new bracha on his talis. The Rama also, l'shitas over here, says the Rama b'yeshomrim she mevarachinim ayadaito lachzor ulihis atevo. Those who say, that's how he paskins over here, that you do not make a bracha if your das is when you take off the talis. You take off your tzitzis and you're going to go ahead and put them back on again. You would not make a new bracha when you put them back on because there was no hesek in the mitzvah. Since my das was to put it back on, so my bracha continues and it's still chal on when I go ahead and put the talis back on. Okay? However, the Ramad then does bring on an opinion over here, Yeshomim Davto Shanishar Alav Talis Kafin. That's only if you're still wearing your tzitzis when you take off your talis, because then you still have some mitzotos of the mitzvah still going on, because your tzitzis are still on. That's a hemshech of the mitzvah even of the talis. Vachi Noach. And that is the minhag. Okay, that is the minhag. That's what the Ramad writes over here. Okay, this last Yeshomim, just to explain over here, sounds very, very earth-shattering and it's going to make a big difference in the halacha, but it's not that much so when you read the Mishnah Berurah over here. Because what comes out of the pashut shot of the Rama, what he says the minhag according to the Rama, would be if you take off your talis to put it back on. So only when you're wearing tzitzis, that's when you're not going to make a bracha. But if you're not wearing your tzitzis, then you would not go ahead and make, and for that matter, if you took off your tzitzis and your mind to put them back on, you would always have to make a bracha then, because you're not still wearing your tzitzis in that case, according to the pashut of the Rama. But that is not necessarily true, because says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Tzivkot Lamechet, Hachronim Pasku Ka Yeshomrim. They do Paskin like this Yeshomrim. However, after you see how they explain the Yeshomrim, it's not that much ramifications Allah Lamaisa. Ach, the Maski Yeshomrim Azeh, Lo Ayri Elokrat Kisha Pashna Talasaya Basoma. It's only when he took off his talent, he had stopped us. He didn't know if he's going to put it back on, he's not going to put it back on. Therefore, he still wears his talis, he still has his tzitzis on, so it's like an amshacha to the mitzvah. And if not, and if he did not, then if he does not have his tzitzis on, then we assume it's sam das, and that is a tzitzach das, and he would not be able, then he would have to make a new brach when he put it back. But if his das was beferish to go ahead and go back and put it on again, he takes it off, and his das was to put it back on, then when he puts back on his tzitzis, or he puts back on his talis over here, he would not have to make a bracha feel on Nishar Latalis Katan, even if he's not wearing the bare tzitzis still. And even in this case, if he doesn't have das to put him on at all, his das was to take off his talis legamre, and he wasn't planning on putting it back on, even if he's wearing his tzitzis, it's not going to help. So the only case this Yeshomrim has ramifications is when he has sound das. He doesn't think he's going to put it back on, he doesn't put it back on. Most cases, people know what they're doing. Let's say someone takes off his talis in the middle of tefillah, okay, in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, going to go to the bathroom, and he's going to come back, so if it's some of his das is, so what, put it back on. So therefore, it wouldn't matter, the tzitzis wouldn't matter. Okay, he sits on, so some guys like to take off their tzitzis when they go to the bathroom. Okay, so he knows he's taking off the tzitzis, then he comes back, and he's going to put it back on. His das is to put him back on, so it doesn't matter the fact that he's not wearing tzitzis right now, he would not have to make a new bracha. On the other hand, he takes off his talis after davening, let's say. He takes his talis off after davening, generally he doesn't put his talis on back on after davening. For whatever reason, decides he wants to learn with his talis on that day, and he's going to put his talis on now, and he's still wearing his tzitzis. So, Pashas the Roma, he would not have to make a new bracha since he's still wearing his tzitzis. No, we see over here, if it's das, is that he's not going to put it back on over here, which is generally the case over here, where he takes out the towels after davening. His das is not to put it back on, it wouldn't even help that the fact that he's still wearing the tzitzit. So you come out really over here, just to say it the easiest way, it's a machlokas. We do the machaber omah, whether you make a bracha when your das is to put it back on, you make a bracha or not when you put it back on. According to das machaber, you do. According to das roma, you do not. And I believe even according to the svardim, since over here you have a machlokas, in terms of brachos, they would say something brachos lahakol, even neged das maran. Rav Avadia says it all over the place, that svardim paskin, something brachos lahakol, even neged das maran, unless the whole minog is to do differently. And therefore I believe that over here they would say something brachos also over here. So that was what comes out, halacha levaitza, when you are going to be putting it back on. Do you make a new bracha? You take it off and put it back on. Do you make a new bracha? It depends on your das. If your das is yes, you're going to put it back on, no bracha. If your das is not to put it back on, and you put it back on, then you would go ahead and make a bracha. Then it gets into the shiloh, is at what point now is it really going to be a hasik in the mitzvah? Okay, what point? You take off your towels, I don't know, you take off in the morning, I know whatever reason I'm not going to put on for the next 7 hours. Okay, and you're going to put it back on 7 hours. I knew I was going to put it on 7 hours later. Would that make it be that I dashed to put it back on and no new bracha? So over here it gets a little bit, in the classic case, if you take off your towels for a good amount of time, you'll say, you're going in the shower. Okay, you're going in the shower, you're going to get dressed afterwards. Do you make a new bracha? Okay, things like this. Okay, someone's playing ball, he takes off his scissors. Someone's going swimming, he takes off his scissors. Things like this. So over here in the Be'er Lachah, the Rassel of Yeshua Mishain Mevarchim, says, I am Mishra Bar, Torah Tzalim Bo Levash Miyada Sarech Levarech Lekuli Amma. If you're not going to put him back on right away, says the Mishra Bar, then you're going to have to make a new brach. So it says over here, the I am the Sefer Arsul Sulchayim, once again, the Arsul Sulchayim is the Sefer, the Malvim, Chop Chat in Halapa, Perish in Halacha, which is only the first number of Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Arsul Sulchayim, right? The Shein Chuas Kol Eliyahu, the Lefiza, Hayotzi Vibes America, someone's going to come out of the Beit America. So if bracha sheini salat talus katan, he's going to have to make a new bracha on his talus katan, zika hesek gadol, because that's considered a hesek gadol. According to Arsul Chaim, that's considered a hesek gadol. And therefore, when he comes out of the base of Mirkat, he's going to have to make a new bracha. Vevi kei b'shem rabbeinu k'shishi di Yerushalayim, he's probably saying, though, elder rabbeim of Yerushalayim. I can l'shon. However, the Be'er Lachah then goes on and he says, yahu lamei noag in yizar b'zeh. The menage olam is not to be zar, that they do not make a bracha. The Asher Shatayim Delo Shayef was a Hesach Adas, Shemuchrach Ulachzor V'Lil Boshes Begodov. Since over here, Muchrach, the fact that he takes off his clothes and go in the shower, to go in the base of America, and when he comes out, he's going to have to get dressed. It's Muchrach that he's going to put on his tzitzit again. That's not considered a Hesach Adas, he says, according to Minagola. And therefore, you're not have to make a new brach. If you skip now down about 7 lines to the last 4 lines of the Be'er Lachah, V'hinei. The Bach also says the Mirchas is not considered Hesek Legavi Talus Imlo. Okay, maybe you could make a chilek between how long did he go to the base of Mirchas for? Okay, is it a long time or a short time? Okay, however, the Be'er Lachah does end off with a little bit of an eighth over. V'yoter Tov, the best thing to do is, you know you're going to go to the shower, you know you're going to go to the base of Mirchas that day and take off your towels, and you have a somewhat of a suffix, or your sisters, and you have a suffix whether you should make a new brach on it. Shechavin baboker be'esa bracha, you should have kavana when you make the bracha in the morning of al mitzvah sisra li tatefa, whatever you bracha you make. Be'esa bracha, shalotif torba bracha zul, la'atav katan rak achim shinam be'esa Mirchas, I want my bracha only to last until I'm planning on going to the base of Mirchas, and therefore the bracha will end when I take off the tzitzis at that point, and therefore when I put them back on, I would vade go ahead and make a bracha. Okay, these kavanas are very hard to say nowadays in our generation. People don't remember to have such kavanas all the time. So lemais, someone takes off the tzitzis, they're like, boil, shower, swimming, whatever it might be, does he make a bracha or not? So Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol over here, in Diva Maslaya, Daito, Brihers, Jezam, B'Shem, Rav Shturm, Ashleep, Hagar of Shemosha Shtermach Shlita Amar Dahainu Lechati Shah. What's considered? You see over here this chiluk between a long time. What's considered a long time? The Hesach Hadas. That Shtermach says you go after a half hour. Take off your tzitzis for a half hour. That's considered Hesach Hadas. Bracha when you go ahead and put it back on. However, he says that Shulchan Aruch Harav Katzur Shir Hesach Hu Giat Ad Gimel Shul. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says Shul. 3 hours. Okay, 3 hours, you have up until 3 hours, go ahead and make a bracha. However, Shlomo Zalman says differently. Over here, he says it all depends on the inyan. Okay, Var Shlomo Zalman, Vad Morza, Amar Shafilo Yoter Mikibel Shal, even if it's more than 3 hours. V'akol l'fi ha'inyan. What does he mean? V'akol l'fi ha'inyan. Before I explain that, just read the rest of the words. It's pashat talitho, k'neli taleach r'nam, based on this. If you take off your towels in order to shower, lo havi ha'sakadat, that's not considered ha'sakadat. And I understand it, video like the Beralacha says over here. When you take off your tzitzis, even if it's going to be for a long time, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if you're going to go right back to the mitzvah when you're done with whatever you're doing, you're going to shower, right, you're going to get dressed and put on your tzitzis. You're going to play ball, right after you're going to put it back on your tzitzis after when you're done. Okay? I'm not getting into right now, you should wear tzitzis or not when you play ball, assuming you're taking them off. Okay? Definitely when you go swimming, you should take off your tzitzis. Okay? And you just say, you take them off, when you come back, then you're going to get dressed, you're going to put on your, all those are not considered a hesta chadas according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, what would be considered as that? I took off my tzitzit in the shower, okay, and then I sat in my robe and I turned on the television and I watched for and then I went and ate lunch, and then later on I came back and got dressed. Okay, that's the chor, that's the chadas. You didn't go right back to your tzitzit. You went and done a bunch of things. That's more considered as a chadas. So it's not much more about the time period. It's more about what you're doing in between. You're going to go right, you're going back to the mitzvah or you're not going back to the mitzvah over here. That's what's going to come out, l'meisa, when one is taking off or putting on his tzitzis. Okay, so that's in terms of when you put it on with kavana. We will stop over here today. Ad kan. Have a great day. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh.